on June the 18th, 1991. Thank you, Commander.
Yes. Well, I again want to commend you, George. It's hard to be on that without losing your cool. And you do that very well. You keep your cool. And that really frustrates them.
Focus.
And from now and then, I tend to lose mine. I have double frustration. I can do it.
Well, we're a good team.
Well, we should give you more support on your radio programs, if you consider this support.
I appreciate it. As a need, all.
We just keep talking. Talk about the important issues and get all the information out.
That's right, I go over everything.
And then get the number out.
Yeah. Get the number out a lot, yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of support out there, though.
Yeah.
It will happen. And I once again have to remind you, how long have we been doing this? I heard you on the tape, George. Give your speech.
About 18 months, right? It's October the 18th.
Well, now it's 20 months.
20 months. 7,000 pages.
Amazing.
Don't keep thinking about Billy Myers. 2,000 pages, right? We're at 7,000 plus.
I lost.
Oh, I know it. I just
did.
Yeah. Well, how many days do you have to think about? 3,000 days.
Not nearly enough.
That's right.
Think about what?
2,000. You're 2,000. You're
right. 2,000. We have 3,000 days, so every day we got to make count. No more playing around, you guys. I don't. Look, if I can't, you can.
Now, I'm going to defend my stride. You have more pages than you do days. By twice a game.
Right.
This is not to cast fear upon the waters. This is to look at the problem. And then remember that less than 3% are against you, really. The rest are vacillating. And if you can hold to that, you can know that you can get it done. I cannot promise you that you will get it done. That is between you and God. That has to be promised unto self. And then when you make that promise to self, you will get it done. Because that is the creation process. And that's what Germain is sharing with you now. Once you understand the process, he can then give you a few secrets of alchemy and transmutation. But until you understand the mechanism, and I don't mean you, because I have a scribe sitting there bewildered. But she has to remember that she was told that the information would come and she would have the technological backup, the credentials, everything necessary. And she would not understand it, but somebody that it's intended for will. The miracle, and you're going to perceive miracles, is going to be that the masses understand it. Or at least will comprehend it. You don't have to understand how that television works, but a few have to get the picture. But that doesn't mean the masses can't comprehend the machine and go turn the button on. And once you have done that, you can begin to experience coming into knowing. Until there is total knowing, there is nothing but thought faith. I sure hope it's like this. I believe it's like this. Everything projects that it must be like this. Because obviously you don't want the crown princess attitude. Where you're getting something off of a boggy disk or floppy disk. And you want a rock on sandwich. You know, it goes beyond humor. and into the totally tribe. And I'll tell you one thing, if Mr. Cole continues to play this game, he will be destroyed. Doesn't everybody see that? He will destroy himself.
Mm-hmm. We'll share that with you. We were on the radio in Santa Barbara, and Tom Avila, and they terminated him.
But the guy that was really nasty is now the head of the radio station.
But I thought it was funny. They both together, though. We'll see.
Do you know something? I would get on red with Martin Downing, Jr.
Come out. You get on here with him now?
I would get on with him anytime. I would get on with Martin Downey anytime. Because what he really is against is what you're against. He just has such an ill-conceived way of getting it across.
The whole anti-violence discussions, like on the radio and everything, has it ever been tied in or thrown back to them as what
if,
are you anti-Christ?
Oh, yes, but they don't take it that way. They'll start immediately, like they did there, cut it down and said, no, that is not our interpretation. It's against the Jews. And that's the first thing that they come back to. It's continually.
But their whole thing is, they say Christ was a Jew.
You can't educate them. You just can't do it.
You have two opposite ends of a contradiction already. The moment that you say Judeo-Christian religion, there can be absolutely no such thing, according to your definition. But this is something else the Zionists created to allow it. So you see, this is the reason that there is no point in an argument. And this can in no wise be considered a debate. A debate is something that each of you are heard. Each of you can produce facts and cause one to wish to get more facts. This kind of silliness is just that, total nonsense. But a few will hear. The man that called in, the one called John, I wish that I could have had a more rapid answer for him, because it is very succinct, the answer regarding gravity. Gravity, as perceived by Isaac Newton, was incorrect. Isaac Newton knows that, and Isaac Newton sits with me. It's as much as you had, and there must be this magnetic pull. There has to be. For the same reason that they run around out in space to impress you while they fly around and drift around, do you really think that space vehicles function like that? Do you really think on the Phoenix we just drift with everything a little bit out of reach, when all you need is an electromagnetic stabilizer to keep your feet down? And a good gyroscope. And basically they're the same instrument. This is for your benefit. This is the lot. So you can't say, well, why did they do this and this and this out there? They didn't. That's the first question that's incorrect. They didn't. They did whatever they did, they took those pictures in a container to show to you. You don't spend billions of dollars to see what mice will do, or jellyfish. You see, you have to give them the proper nutrients or they're going to die. So what in the world are they talking about? Nonsense. To deceive you. Now, let's not even go into whether or not they deceived the truth. That isn't even worthy of our time. It doesn't matter. The fact is, it comes back to you the way it comes back to you in life. So there's no point in trying to figure out if they drank Tang or prune juice. and which is more effective in the disposal system. It has no bearing on anything of importance whatsoever. And that's the drivel they will give you to keep you preoccupied while they plan to take your world. That's the important thing.
I'd like to share something with you on the news in St. Louis. Have you heard about a guy by the name of Yahweh Ben Yahweh? He's a black Jesus, Son of God person that started this movement in Florida. And he's now in jail for racketeering. But it was basically their premise to state that Jesus was black and came to Ethiopia, and that they are the true Israelites and the true Jews, and they have this huge movement. I've never heard of
it. Yes, I do know about it. And they are teaching their children, and they are living as they would in Africa. Yes, I do know about it. I have nothing to say about it. It's false. It's false. What I do have to say about it is it's someone's grasp trying to recreate what no longer can exist. In a foreign land, a foreign place, you cannot go back to the past. You can go back to God. And you must go on. And you can go back to nature, but just to set yourself apart in a given place and return to the tribal primitive tradition of sacrifice of animals, etc., is not of God. It isn't necessarily structured by evil any more than the impact that you have of the physical and the physical searching for its connection with God. Thinking maybe if we go back this way, we'll get to God. That's why it's imperative man learn what God is. And everything, anything of the physical is one thing, God is another. And that's why I insist that you all hear me very carefully. That's why we do not deal in mysticism. There is a reality of the two which make up the one, but the reality is the one within, not the shen without, not the one that runs around looking physical. And I might add something. You see, what everyone wants is the rapture. Let me talk about rapture a minute. Yesterday, what is your... Let's just talk about this. I don't even know that you're a good one.
I didn't get raptured yet.
I want to come back and get out.
Who has a concept of rapture as evangelists are telling it?
They're supposed to float in the clouds.
Yeah, but I want somebody who might really respond to what Paul Krauss might be saying.
Supreme bliss.
It's supreme bliss, but what happens? What happens at a rapture? As they're saying, we're waiting for this rapture. What do they mean, actually?
They get chosen.
But they get chosen for what? What happens to them? What are they waiting for?
They're
taken up in the clouds. Yeah. Paul Krauss, he's
going to be the head of the FCC.
Lifted off.
Good job. How do they expect to get lifted off?
He doesn't say, I don't think. He's sort of the trans... Well, they saw Jesus go up in the air, according to the Bible, right?
But they plan to go up in the air, too, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, but they don't...
In other words... Let me see if
I don't.
Right, you're getting there, Al.
I imagine.
But what I'm asking you, do they plan to take bodies off?
Yeah.
Also.
To take everything.
In other words, God comes to the clouds, lifts them off, and then something happens. Well, let me tell you what rapture means. Rapture means the supreme state of love. It has nothing to do with physical. It also means if you were raptured, physical body stays with the physical. And only spirit Cool. Rapture is spirit. Emotional spirit. A manifestation of God. And so, you might get to the clouds that way, but not like Mr. Crouch projects or Jerry Falwell. If you want to get this physical body off this ground, you are going to go on a command ship, a mothership, or a shuttlecraft. I can guarantee it. Because there is no other way. A rapture is an emotional state of being which separates the God self from the physical. And by any way you cut it, that is body. That is tree. That is flower. And if you expect to be lifted off, you're going to have to get into a physical mode of understanding to make that transition. And if you want to do it in steps, you're going to have to do it that way. Otherwise, you better believe that there is going to be a rapture. And that's why I wanted to discuss it, to see what is the perception of rapture. Because I can also guarantee you without a doubt, there will be a massive rapture of all 6 billion beings on this planet. Wherever those spirits go, they are going to be separated from the body. That's what rapture means. Go look it up in the dictionary. This is the horrendous part of the lie. Just what is being projected on places like that program. And no, they won't listen. They don't want it spoiled. I want to misbehave and be this little tittering idiot, little childish creature, running around playing my games and pretending I'm going to be lifted off because I'm not anti-Semitic. And it is worthy of weeping. It is worthy of weeping. And I will tell you what I told the doc. You have 2 choices. You can keep going, or you can keep going. It's a little late to get off. You know too much. You would not be able to. You would find no peace. I would not have to do anything to you. That does not mean I won't. It means I wouldn't have to. Because you have already experienced, you know there is no peace in this valley of life as it's experienced here. There's always this elusive feeling there might be. And maybe if I just have that new car, or maybe if I just get this beautiful dress, or maybe if I just. But the soul knows it won't matter. It will be so fleeting. And then the soul will come into knowing and know that you can have the very best of both experiences. For God is abundant. God is that creator. And he lets you come and create with him. You must, if you plan to fulfill your mission, keep going. It isn't a matter of not looking back. Because memory is what causes you, hopefully, to learn. So you have to reflect from time to time on the past, but you cannot move back there. And you will not be able to, quote, save. You cannot save. God cannot save. One in Godness can save himself. And the perception of oneness with God will not be arrived at until you come back there. So it's a slow process. and some like you who come back serve at a given time of transition represent the ones who will stand at the beam and say, this way, if you want to go with God. And if you want to go to the Ukraine or whatever he said he was from with the prince, why don't you try that one over there?
Is that why the people of God would be going up first? Because they would be doing their duty, you know, in the evacuation?
A lot of ones have made transition, so they will be there. Many ones have not come back to be available, just like Walter Russell is this day with your name.
No, I mean the ones who are here now who would go in the beam first instead of the evacuation.
Of some will go in the beam first, yes,
and
to receive. Others will not go in the beam first.
No.
But you will be given your instructions at the time, and you'll know what to do. The fact is, you will know what to do. Your training has not been lightly taken. And this is what causes the restlessness in the hearts of ones coming into some fringe of their knowledge. And it will become clear as you come into the knowing instead of just I think. I don't want to tell you to quit thinking because I'm afraid that's what you'll do. But the thinking is what gets you in trouble. Because you think without the information with which to think in clear reasoning logic. And you can think all you want to on God, and you can meditate, and you can even come into the knowingness with God from time to time, but you will not understand it, and therefore you are not into knowing. You're only touching on it from time to time. But if all you do is think on it, you do not have the consciousness, you're not given the education enough to decipher it. That requires sitting down and being given it, or taking what is being given into your own system, digesting it and coming into knowing. It's called education. It is not new. It is as old as creation. Because God thought, and the thought went forth and became manifest in the mother creation. And this is why creation just is and has its own natural laws. And you can hybridize a plant, but most of them become sterile. And the ones that do not become sterile will reproduce mutants. You can plant the DNA, the blueprint of an acorn into a walnut. It will simply die after the first generation. Doesn't necessarily mean that it cannot sustain itself through one generation. But that's not usually the way plant husbandry works. They will usually graft onto the tree after it has started, if you want to cross something. And even then, you're going to have to cross something that is similar in species. These are simply the things that you will come into understanding. It is not as simple as just saying, oh, it's going to watch over me. And God doesn't sit back somewhere thinking, why didn't you know, children? It's all around you, why don't you see it? That's why he sends the ones to teach. And you are the next step in the teaching lineage. It's the most glorious experience of a life stream, this particular one, where you're moving from the human into basically superhuman experience. And most of the ones on the planet as you recognize it, will not make that full transition. They're going to go because they are not far enough along in their spiritual evolution to change. The time of the change of a planet, in this instance, of cleansing many things, and it will simply shift when the time is proper, if you haven't blown it away, because it will regain its balance. It must. There is no alternative. It must make its full cycle. And I won't, at this point, take up those kinds of lessons, not at least until we have finished with the subject in the written material. So is there something which can be referenced?
Will those people be destroyed or taken to a lower level of an intelligence world?
Which people, please? You have to explain to me which people. The negative influence, the workers, the adversaries.
The ones who haven't progressed to the level of...
No, soul never dies. Remember, energy never dies. And there is only one kind. And so there is immortality. Now, man has learned to be able to impact, damage, and sometimes even destroy soul energy. But we won't get into that because that's way advanced. What happens is that the separation of, because there is no death, really. Death is a state of rest of a being. At which point energy moves, pours, refolding, coming out again as in its creation. This is why there can be no such thing as death. It is just as a tree will come and become the acorn again, but that acorn will again emerge as the oak tree. It will never be a pine tree, and man's seed will never be an ape. Neither will it be a pine tree or an oak tree. It will emerge again as man. And wherever this level of growth is at this separation, the refolding occurs, the soul goes forth, and it will be placed, it will go to its place of growth in the spiritual aspect. So most of the ones on this planet, you have got to face it and quit thinking of it as a tragedy always. How man is being slaughtered is the point of the tragedy. How these bodies are being slaughtered. This is not affecting the soul, please. This is releasing the soul in most instances. The one you should pity is the one causing this. Because a soul in experience interrupted, not by its own hand, finds only a higher level, that which destroys by its hand will go straight across to where it left off. And I want to tell you, whatever you perceive is pretty bad. Because it will always recycle back what it has given out. And if it has given pain, it will receive it. But it will be at the same level of growth that it departs. And this is why you keep experiencing place after place after place, play after play after play. When in fact, we have even drawn diagrams for you in the last two journals that we have worked on. One that's at the printers, one that is on the board. Proving to you there can be, there cannot be space nor time. That is a perception. If you can see the volcano in the Philippines erupting in your living room, where is it? You can say, well, that's a picture. Well, is it erupting now? Well, yes, but it's in the Philippines. How do you know? How do you know? Where's the Philippines? Well, it's over there at latitude, longitude. How do you know? Well, so-and-so said, I'll go get my encyclopedia, and I'll go get my dictionary, and it's going to say Jew, and it's going to say Israel, and you don't know. So you better come back to the reality, which is God's soul, electricity, life in motion.